Eventually, yes, but not quite yet for several reasons. First of all, early after the coup, the army, many civil society organizations, and one of the 10 largest parties and some other minor parties that had no seats in government were supporting the president's coup and created the space for him to impose this new system on the Tunisian people that he designed basically himself. That happens because Tunisians were exhausted by COVID, hit hard by the economic crisis caused by COVID, and then by the many other global factors that hit many other countries, and decided to blame the entire political class and were supporting early on a savior figure who had come in to save them. They have gradually figured out that this gentleman is not interested in economics, which was his main proposal to support his coup, and that he's really only interested in this utopian political vision, doomed to failure. And so the quasi-totality of civil society now and all the political parties are opposed to him, but they feel they can't do anything yet if the army is still supporting him, and they have yet to turn out large numbers in the street. I think the largest protests we've had are in the 10 to 20,000 range, and many analysts, including myself, agree that until larger numbers of Tunisians, 50,000, 60,000 are out in the street, the army's unlikely to budge, and he'll be able to hang on to power against these nonviolent protests. There's another scenario, which that's the economic crisis becomes much worse, and the majority of Tunisians who care more about economics than politics decide to riot and raise havoc and take more radical or revolutionary actions, in which case you might have the army or powers that be turn against the president as destabilizing. But for now, the exhaustion and the relative passivity of the Tunisian population in the face of the economic crisis has allowed him to hang on. It's not that the opposition isn't unified, they are now. It's that they're not turning out large numbers in the streets that would force things the other way. And the president is using that exhaustion, that passivity to his advantage.
The World Bank has temporarily suspended its future engagement talks with Tunisia amid uproar over recent statements by President Kais Saied against African migrants. The two sides were engaged in talks for providing Tunisia with loans up to $520 million. How could the behavior of the president complicate the Tunisian economic crisis?
It's doing it on a daily basis. Let's understand that we have had a nationwide violence against dark-skinned Tunisians, whether legal migrants, refugees, the 8,000 African students in Tunisia who have been beaten, robbed, evicted, and are living in fear to the point that Tunisian friends of mine are distributing food to them in their homes because they're afraid to leave them if they're even able to stay in their homes. Others are congregating outside, UNHCR and international organizations, or they've been evacuated by plane by their home governments in one of the most awful racist moments in North Africa that I'm aware of in modern history. It's atrocious. It's fascistic language the president used in his February 21st address based on the Tunisian Nationalist Party's rhetoric, which is fascist. And he's doing this apparently in part to distract Tunisians from the political crackdown that's going on, in which he's arresting many opposition figures, any of his critics that are outspoken, and the Tunisians that tried to convene a national dialogue to get Tunisia out of the political crisis. They're all in jail. So this is a turn for the worse. There's no focus on economics. The World Bank is shocked. The African Union has been increasingly shocked. The African Union, which had already deemed the president's actions a coup. And now the World Bank has not suspended all programs, but it suspended forward programs, the discussions towards the next round of programs. And the IMF has not come through with its $1.9 billion bailout loan for Tunisia, not because of the racist actions of Tunisia yet, although they're also expressing concern, but because Tunisia is just not paying attention to economics and isn't even filling out the paperwork related to the deal they've already argued.